good morning
Love
to all of
Talk
you.
Radio.
And good morning to all of you on the block line and to all over the world and to all of the people who are coming by way of internet. And we just want to thank you for joining us this morning. God is so good. We love the Lord and we praise him for what he's done. Let's go to God in prayer and thank him for his goodness and kindness. I thank God for every person. Heavenly Father, we consider it the greatest privilege to come to you, Lord, and to even address you. Thank you because you hear me, Lord. You never sleep nor slumber, and you're always there. Thank you for it. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every pastor on the line, for every bishop, for every superintendent, for all of these precious people, for every ambassador and ambassador-elect. God, we give you glory and we give you honor. We appreciate everything that you've done. I ask you to forgive us for all sins of commission and omission. And look on the persons on this line who've gotten up for you, Lord, to bless your holy name. Some, Lord, have had a hard weekend, a rough weekend, and some come for the first time on this prayer line, needing a blessing. We ask those who have needs a miracle. We ask them to come, Lord, because we know that you are the miracle worker. Would you please look on them and bless them this day. Supply all of their needs in Jesus' name. Heal those who are sick in the name of Jesus. Those who are hurrying down inside. Those who are wounded and bruised. Help them and heal them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those who have want are in need, help them, Lord, and bless them. Those who are in financial needs, shake the chunk tree up in heaven and let them receive what they need and even more, Lord. We bless your holy name for it. Oh, God, those who can walk, help them. Those who cannot talk, help them. Those who are blind and cannot see, help them. Those who are deaf and cannot hear, help them. I read in the Word where you heal the whole multitude and you're not a God who is one who looks on one and forgets another. But God, you bless all of us in the name of Jesus. We respect our person and we give you glory and adoration and praise for everything you've done. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. Invite you to take over the line and be with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And I know y'all awake, aren't you? I hear some of y'all on the phone. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody
good
on
morning.
The program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know some of y'all had a rough weekend. And then we got pastors who I'm sure were so busy on this past weekend, we understand. But surely we can speak to the Lord. Amen. Surely we can speak to God. Someone is a new person on the line, you're making a lot of noise on the phone. Amen. You don't do that. Amen. You have an option of pressing *6, and that will be a blessing to everybody. I hear that little noise on the line. Amen. You have an option. You can press *6 and eliminate that. Then you're still busy by the phone. And all you have to do is press *6. Amen. Yeah. That's the sound that you're making and it's echoing across the phone. Amen. Have compassion on people and press *6. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And let's give him praise in a moment. He's been good to you.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
Lord, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it to encourage the hearts of the people. I do it that others who need faith to receive miracles might receive a miracle. Who is that that got healed? But Jesus asked him, do you believe? And he said, yes, Lord, thou knowest. And then he said, help mine unbelief. Amen. Your belief can go to a new level. Amen. It can be greater, higher. Amen. No harm in asking the Lord to help you believe. You can have greater faith. Amen. If you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to a mountain and tell the mountain that I need to make it.
Good morning, Pastor Johnson. This is Lonnie Stanley, Kansas
City.
Good
morning, Brother Lonnie.
Praise and grace international.
All right.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
All right.
If I may, Dr. Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Good morning, prayer line. This is Brother Lonnie mm-hmm. from Kansas City, Amazing Grace International. I said, good morning, praise the Lord, everyone. And I just want to start by saying, God is good,
yes,
and he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
My praise report this morning is that the Lord has been good to me, and I know many of you can relate. If you woke up this morning in your right mind, if you was blessed to see a new day, it is a gift from God, and that's why they call it the present. Present from the Lord to have a new day, to be blessed, to go forward, to do his will, to be able to, you know, have breath in your body. You know, as I go on my spiritual journey with the Lord and he reveals things to me, it is and the wonders of the world, I take time to breathe deeply sometimes. That good old beautiful air, that oxygen, that, you know, to see the birds chirping and the sun come up or the wind blowing. I mean, you know, God is good. And if you look around, you can see his goodness. And I take the time to just stop and to see the glories of the Lord and to see what he is doing for me. And I meditate in it. The other day I was thinking about the Lord and I was sitting at the light. And I was just, the Lord, the Spirit was on me because I had been on the prayer line all week. And you know, I was really having a personal moment with the Lord. And I just thank him for that, for being able to have that to be able to communicate and to be able to, you know, come to him with my needs and my desires of my heart and to in prayer and to, you know, I thank him for forgiving me and giving me a chance, you know. And as I was, you know, marveling in the wonders and just having this beautiful day, enjoying the sunshine and talking with the Lord, I just completely just kind of just tuned out the whole world. It was just caught up in the whole spirit, and I was just sitting there, and people started blowing their horn like, what's wrong with this guy? I was just having a nice, I just was daydreaming about the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And people started blowing their horn, and I was just like, oh, man, so I just thank the Lord for that, and it was just a beautiful thing, and I'm just happy to be here. You know, I'm a living testimony myself, you know what I'm saying? Every day is a blessing from the Lord, and every day is that's why we call it the present. It is a gift from God. So I say to you all, be blessed. Be blessed. All right? Now the prayer line is open, and anyone wants to come, and we'd love to have you, so. Anybody, you got to push *6 to unmute the line. Push *6 to unmute your line. And let us hear from you what God has done for you. If you woke up and your body is feeling a little better since you've been on the prayer line, since we've been praying, doing some good praising and praising the Lord and praying for each other. You know, I know your body is, the aches and pains are starting to leave, and you know, God is a healer. He has the medicine that can heal, you know, if you believe. So I know someone is being healed out there. I'd like to hear from you this morning. What has the Lord done for you?
Good morning. Praise. This is LaShonda in Kansas City. I just want to pray. This is a praise report and a prayer request all in one. I just want to thank God. I had people that I shot this weekend, and God spared their lives for a reason. And I just want to thank God that they made it through. He spared their life. And I just want you to pray, y'all to pray that they get themselves together so that they can live life right in God's will, do God's will.
Yes. That's our purpose. Thank you, Asanda. We are definitely going to pray for you for that. And just, you know, I know that God is able. So we thank him. We thank him today for what he's done. All right, anybody else? Please don't be shy this morning.
this is Sister Coleman from Kansas City 913. I thank God for my life, my health, and my strength. I thank God for what he's doing for me.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't thank God, but I thank God for my sleep. I thank God because he's on my mind at all times. I wake up all through the night thanking God. I wake up just calling out his name so I know what he's doing for me. And I ask each and every one of you to keep praying for me that I stay in the will of God and not my will.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Beautiful praise report. That's what it's about. That is our purpose in life, whether, you know, we realize it or not, that, you know, we are here to do God's will. And once we accept that, we will have abundance of whatever we need, you know. Anybody else, please don't be shy. Come, let's hear your praise reports this morning, sir.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, Area 708. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to the brethren, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for being here today, and thank the Lord for being saved and sanctified. Is baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for his goodness. I thank him for on yesterday. My pastor was able to be out, like I told you all back in January, he had a quadruple bypass, but the Lord blessed him, and he's been able to, he was able to be out yesterday, and he preached and he let us know that he was not going to overdo it, but he did a beautiful job, and I thank and praise the Lord for, thank the Lord for my pastor. He's a beautiful pastor, Pastor Jamal. Thank and praise the Lord for everyone on the line. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. That was beautiful. God bless your pastor and keep him and get his strength back so he can come on and keep on praising the Lord with you, God. Thank you for that testimony. And anybody else has a praise report this morning?
Yes, this is Sister Jerry. And I just want to talk about what a great time we had yesterday at Shiloh. Our pastor was out sick, and his little assistants, the ministers, boy, they really had it fired up yesterday. I had to send Pastor a message and tell him, your little ministers really represents him well. He really got them trained to step in when he's out. And we were really blessed because we had 2 in the morning and 5 in at the second service. And, man, they know how to carry on the service just like Minister Pastor Wood when he is there. Because he's got them trained, and boy, they don't mind speaking up. And as when they tell you something, they got it down. They tell you where to find it, where to read it, and follow up and with the follow up scriptures to go along with it. So he took it yesterday was first Second Corinthians 5:17-21 talks about reconciliation. And
yes.
Boy, it was great at Shiloh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I do apologize. This is Brother Lonnie, and I'm slow with names and things of that nature. But who was that? Was that Sister Bigsby?
That's Sister
or my
Jerry.
Baby?
That was Sister Jerry from Waukegan,
okay.
Illinois.
Okay, Sister Jerry from Waukegan, Illinois. We thank you this morning, and we pray that your pastor gets well. Thank you very much for your praise report.
Yeah,
good morning. This is Ambassador Leg Johnson in Texas. I praise God for my life, health, and strength. Thank God for blessing me to see another day. I do thank God for being in the midst of the prayer line, because God is good and He is worthy to be praised. I do thank God for touching my body.
Yes.
I did pray last week due to
the
pain I was having in my arm. And I am so grateful that I know God to be a healer, and He continually proves Himself. He is God. And I am so grateful that I know Him for myself. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me. I just thank you for your prayers, and we just thank the Lord for everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister. Ambassador Johnson. Anyone else? Let's just keep it rolling. Let's just keep it going. Who's next?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and I'd like to thank bless everybody on the prayer line, and thank God for my family. And God is doing so much in my life right now.
You are growing, Sister Renee. You are definitely growing. I can hear it in your voice, and we thank the Lord because you know that your prayers are being answered, and we just thank Him this morning for that as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sister Renee. Anything else?
That's it. Y'all all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's keep it going.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other praise reports this morning?
Yes. Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt from North Carolina. I just want to thank God this morning. Yesterday morning, I didn't feel too good, but I got up and went to church anyway. And I started to not feel much better. I just feel good this morning. I'm getting ready to go out to the gym. And I just thank God for everyone on the prayer line. And I just thank God for everyone. And I want y'all to just continue to pray for me. I thank God for touching my, for giving me strength. Because He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to wake me this morning. Because I do have death in my family. But I just thank you. I thank God. And may God bless you, and may have a smile upon every one of you.
Yes, Sister Britt, we thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Who's next? Keep it going. Who's
this next? Good morning, Brother Lonnie. From Utah, 801. I just thank the Lord for letting me be here this morning. And last Wednesday, I was on the prayer line all night, but I had a bad cough, and I kept coughing and coughing and coughing. So I was on mute all night, but I was thankful that I could be on the prayer line without, coughing and everybody hearing me. So I thank the Lord for the mute. You know, being on mute, and I could still cough and still hear everybody what they were saying. And so I still have a cold, and I thank God, but it's better. And I thank the Lord for that. And I
mm-hmm. just, you know, because he's just been so good to me. So I mm-hmm. just want to sing a little of this song. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear joy bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. So I just want to thank the Lord and thank the Lord for everybody on the prayer line, and I love you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for that beautiful song. God bless you, sister. God bless you.
Three more, Brother Lonnie, three more.
All right, all right. Let's keep it going. Don't be shy.
Good morning, Brother Lonnie. This is Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray, Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, First Fruit. It's a magnificent Monday.
Hello.
I do want to give my prayer request in, I mean my praise report. Thanking the Lord for this day. I am glad for the redeemed, and I do want to say so. I am grateful, grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Love here. Sister Linda Porsche, sing that song. Glad to hear your voice, Brother Lonnie, opening up the praise
Sister
report.
Sister Sala, hello.
What's going on, bro?
I just wanted to say I am glad
to be on the prayer line this morning. God bless y'all. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Oh, God bless you. Be blessed, Sister Sala. Be blessed. All right. Who's next?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. And I'm asking the saints to keep me and my children in your prayer. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Lucille. And be blessed, Sister Lucille. Be blessed. And that's my encouragement this morning. Is there any more praise reports for it?
Take one
Good
more.
One more.
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn in Georgia. I'd like to thank the Lord this morning for waking me once again, allowing me to see in another day. I'd like to thank him for the miracle he performed for our family this weekend. We had a cousin that passed out. We lost for a minute, but by the grace of God, it was able to revive her.
She's still in ICU,
but we're trusting in the Lord that she will get a full recovery. We just thank the Lord for her.
Yes. And thank you, Sister from Georgia. We you know, we will pray for her, and we pray that she, you know, we will put it in the prayer request, and we'll make sure that the praises will go up and the blessings will go up and the prayers will go up and that she will have a full recovery. At this time, I'm going to put it back in the hands of the pastor. Thank everyone for their praise report. And I just want to encourage everyone to be blessed. All right, Pastor is back to Chief Ambassador Pastor Johnson's hand. Go ahead.
All right. God bless you, Brother Lonnie. I'm just sitting back amazed. And you're growing. You're really growing, man. The Lord is blessing you. Amen. I was just trying to remember what the circumstances when you came to Amazing Grace. And I know one thing, God has blessed you in a phenomenal way. Amen. Oh, my God. And then we have a time in Amazing Grace, I tell you. Every Sunday, we had so much going on. And, oh, my God, great, great time. Somebody's breathing in the prayer line. Don't put your nostrils in the phone like that, please. And, oh, my God, I thank God for you, though. We had such a great time, and God gave me a message. I'm trying to. It was so funny to me because I had spent probably 26 hours. I thought I had the right message.
God had dropped two on my heart. And I got up to preach one message, had, you know, all my notes in my hand. And then the Lord, just before I got up to preach, he said, preach this other message. Oh, my God. And I had to threw my notes above my head and let them just fall. I said, God, you got a sense of humor. I got to preach this other message. And I preached, whatever you do, don't make a 360. Yeah, whatever you do, don't make a 360. And God blessed that message so much yesterday. My God. We had such a great time at Amazing Grace. One of the mothers, when it was over, she looked at me and she said, Pastor, off the chain. That was her comment. And we just had an off the chain service. So God moves at Amazing Grace all the time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we praise God. You were there, Brother Lonnie. Amen. God bless
you.
Yes, God. All right. And thank you again. You did a wonderful, marvelous job. I want to go to the prayer request. Now, I want to show you something. Some of y'all from this, who are the new Israelites, you have to know God in a way to realize that God is a God of order. More order. Somebody's brushing all against the phone and everything. Amen. I know you knew. Amen. But please don't do that. And our order for the prayer line that God gave us originally was to have praise reports and prayer requests. Then he added the wisdom seminar. And he's continually adding new things. But you gotta know that repetition is from God. Why do you think he's got four beasts around his throne bowing day and night, and they're saying the same thing over and over and over and over again? They're crying, holy! And then they bow down and they raise back up again and then bow down again and cry, holy! Just the same thing over and over again. He is a God. I preached it on this line here. He's a God of repetition. He didn't want you to take the good things and discard them. Whatever it is, if you've got something good in your life, he doesn't want you to take it and discard it. Amen. He takes the good things and he relishes the good things. And he teaches us to be grateful for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where the Gospels are synoptic and have a similitude to each other. Amen. The story is told over, and that's what he's trying to do. He's telling the story over and over again about the birth of Jesus from different points of view, but they all have the generality. And he's better up there. So he gave us this praise report, and then he gave us the prayer request. I don't know which one he gave to us first, because I was trying to debate in my mind which one we would do first. And then I believe God resolved that. He told us to go with the praise report, and then we'll get the prayer report. See, these praise reports, what the Bible says in Psalm 105, make known his deeds among the people, give people faith to believe him more for a miracle. So it seems logical to follow the praise reports with the prayer request. Now, if you got a prayer request, it's up to you. I mean, we can't, you know, do that for you. If you make one step, he'll make two. And you make the prayer request, and the Lord has done it so many times in this line. He has given a miracle to those who simply obey. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So you want to obey. And when you ask to do your prayer request, do it then. Don't wait till we've gotten all that over And I've asked you over and over and over again to give you a prayer request. And then you come at the end after we close everything out. That's not God. You heard the request over and over again. And we want to get the prayer request. Everybody, are you ready? All right, come off of mute and make your prayer request known. May I know they're going to last, but may I have the privilege of going first sometime. Amen. I want to keep Dr. Betty on the prayer line. Uh-huh. And keep her on the prayer list. Amen. Pray for her. And then I want to keep our granddaughter, Bria, and on the prayer line. She's in the Marines, amen. And then I want to keep all of our other, our daughter, Lanitra, yeah. And also all of our other grandchildren, Malia, Anaya, and Dante, on the prayer line. All right? God bless you. If you would like to, someone, if the Lord leads you, to hold our arms up. I don't mind that at all. They won the battle when they had people holding their arms up. Amen. And I know the enemy doesn't want me to win the battle. This prayer line has brought miracles to people and blessing people so much. Who do you think one of the people that the enemy would be trying to attack so much? He would be trying to attack the leader.
Amen.
So, if you feel an inclination to receive the prayer request today, that would be a blessing to me. Amen. And I'm having a few technological difficulties here on my setup here. And if you would pray for that, I'd appreciate it. God bless you. Who would like to take the prayer request?
Good morning. Pastor Johnson, this is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I would like to take the prayer request this morning. I would like to give my prayer request, and then I would like to take the rest of them. I want to request prayer for my First Lady, Sister Jamal. She had outpatient surgery a week ago, but she's a trooper, and she's trying to do her best because next Sunday is our Women's Day, and she's also our Minister of Music. She's a worker, and I want to request prayer. She was out yesterday, and she was doing her best, but we could tell she wasn't feeling well. So I want you all to pray for her, that God give her strength and give her back her health. And now the prayer line is open to anyone and everyone that put in a prayer request.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Barnett requesting prayer for more men on the prayer line, and for Louise Milton and Joanne Taylor, and for my son Tyree Garnett, and for the Dr. Johnson family. Bless you.
Amen.
This is Becky McPeterson. I've been cramped by the leg cramps in my legs and feet.
Ambassador Peterson, we didn't get what
the cramps. I have a lot of bad cramps in my leg and my feet.
All right, cramps in her legs and her feet. We will be praying for you, Mother Peterson. Line is open.
Mother Peterson, are you drinking a lot of water? Mother Peterson, are you drinking a lot of water?
Yes, I do. I drink water.
Okay, are you drinking?
I have those because of the circumstances. It's the circumstances that I am. I have those. And I drink a lot of water. I drink tons of water.
All right, thank you, Mother. God bless you. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Line is open.
This is Sister Carol again in Georgia. I'd like to lift up a prayer for my cousin Rachel Greer, who's in ICU, and for my son Quintez, praying for the strength and for his strength in the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, Sister Carolyn. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight again from Texas, area code 325 for me and my family. And pray for everybody on the prayer line. God bless y'all all. Y'all all have a great day. Love y'all all.
Amen.
We love you too, Sister Renee, and you have been a blessing. I mean, you've got a distinctive voice that always brings cheer.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
The line is open.
Mother, we'll take maybe one more.
All right.
Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I'm asking you all to remember my mother in prayer, Missionary McNally, that God would touch her body. She's still having a lot of swelling and pain in her legs and knees. I'm asking you to pray for her. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Mother. You did a wonderful job. Why don't you hold the reins there for a moment and let's have maybe two or three prayers this morning, people. We got prayer warriors on the line, and God can answer their prayers. Oh, my God. So why don't we get two or three prayers, and we'll move from there. Okay, S?
All
can
right.
Have the name. They can pray general prayer, whatever, but pray for the people.
All right. Would someone like to take the group and pray for this group? If not, I'm going to pray a general. I'm going to pray because I didn't get all the names. But I thank and praise the Lord for this time to be able to put our request in. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for how you blessed us to be alive and awake and looking to you, God, for every request. God, you see and you know, nothing hid from you. Look on the ones that put the request on the line. Bless each and every one. Look on Dr. Johnson's family. God, you see and you know. God, look on Bria. Bless her in her career. Bless his family. Look on them, God. Give them strength. Take them through. Look on everyone. God, you see and you know. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're looking to you. You're the only one. In the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord, and take us through. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone else like to pray?
Amen. And let me just read some of those prayer requests. Dr. Betty, amen. Bless and pray for her. And Bria, thank you for remembering her. And our entire family, our daughter. We have one daughter, and we have grandchildren, if you remember those grandchildren. And also Sister Carolyn from Georgia. I want us to pray for her, too. And those requests she made. Thank you.
Father, I could take those.
All right, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, just as Mother Digby following after her, thank you for the leadership of this line, Lord. Thank you for the mothers that have spared space, Lord, for us to follow behind them. After the leader, the chief, has left the line open for us to pray as we all reach the throne of grace together, Lord. Open up our hearts to you, God. First, asking forgiveness for our sins, God, before we even ask you, Lord, just to touch anyone on the line, God, Lord. Let our hearts be pure. Father, God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, Mother Peterson as well, God. Lord, we want to pray for swelling, Lord Jesus, in the feet and in the legs, Lord Jesus, God. I want to remember, Lord Jesus, Sister Carolyn from Georgia, Lord Jesus, God, her prayer request, and Mother Johnson from Texas, her mother, Lord. She's praying for healing in her body, God. Sister Latanya Williams is coming to my mind, Lord. Even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Dr. Johnston's daughter, Father. Lord, touch her and her family entirely, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord, I just want to ask, God, in the name of Jesus, as we're praying for Ambassador Johnson's family, Lord Jesus, Dr. Betty, God, strengthen and heal, Lord Jesus, God, and with even more love, Lord. She just flows like a river of love, Lord. Continue to surround her, Lord, with even more love, God. strengthen her and encourage her, Lord. And just bind love throughout the line, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the love that's on this line. I know that's why there's so many distractions, because there's so much love on this line, God. Thank you for the love that's on this line, Lord. I just want to ask for prayer for my friend Shonda that has